Excuse me, I have to go fart. I'll be right back.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Beyonce.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality gates. Let's love.
I didn't have to fart. It was a play.
This was okay. He
y'all
did that.
Welcome.
He did that. And it was outside.
It was. It's already wafted.
He's a strange bird. That one.
Y'all, welcome to reality gates.
It's this is Toe. It has been so long since I have said, yo, this is Toe.
Yes, this is Toe.
Welcome to Toe.
Welcome to Toe. 90-Day Fiancé, The Other Way. We are all celebrating as Cray Cray 420.
Bye, Happily Ever After.
Bye, Happily Ever After.
We won't miss you.
We won't miss you. It's all of our least favorite.
I should have put on my hat again because my hair's terrible.
Your hair is crazy. It's crazy.
I apologize in advance. Also,
y'all, we did our YouTube live today for our $15 Patreon tier with backwards hats.
We're wearing backwards hats.
Although apparently it emailed everyone, so everyone was there. I don't know. Anyway.
I'm also laying up against some ice on my shoulder because I was brutalized during my COVID booster today that I had. She just literally put the needle in my skin and put it in very, very slowly.
I
was brutalized.
I've been sitting on the couch for 22 minutes waiting for him to get settled.
It
he had to get settled, and then he said, oh, I've got to have ibuprofen. Oh, I got to have something to eat with ibuprofen. I got to get up. Oh, I didn't take this. I didn't take that.
Let's move on.
But
y'all,
now
this is
he's ready.
I'm excited.
Y'all, that's if you're
finally
jumping
in, new couples.
If you're jumping in for the first time, my name's Matt Maher. Everybody calls me Maddie.
If you're jumping in for the first time, this is a weird one to do it.
It's
with
a weird one. And who are you?
The girl has no name.
Introduce yourself correctly.
I am Jake Anthony, a.k.a. Poodle.
Jake is Poodle. Maddie is Maddie. So that way people don't get just the other day.
I need when someone asks me your name, I'm going to say, the girl has no name.
Great. So anyway, y'all, real quick. Our show is sold out.
Our live show that we announced a little bit ago for November 14th. Newsflash, if you missed last week, or did we even announce our live show?
We announced it on our socials. We announced it in a special post.
Right. But y'all, we did not know how quickly
sell out. We put it out on Wednesday on a pre-sale, and we almost sold out on the pre-sale.
Our live shows are sold out.
So if you want to know, just for the record, we're kind of like every other podcast. Yeah. We do a 2-day pre-sale for Patreon and Supercast subscribers, and then everybody else. But the time we opened on Friday, I think we only had 50 tickets left, and then we sold out today. So
thank you.
It's kind of overwhelming in a good way, but it was just like, whoa. It's like when
I had a feeling we would.
It's like I thought we would sell out, but I thought we would sell out in like a week.
Yeah,
I didn't think we'd sell out in three days.
It's not a huge venue because this is the fucking first time. It's the first time we've ever done a live show at the podcast.
But it is kind of like, you know.
I've done many live shows.
Many.
Don't get me
usually
wrong.
Usually virtually over the air. So now, look.
More than I can count. Geez,
more. Anyway.
Anyway, cut.
We are so happy that everybody.
You're so fake.
I'm not fake. I'm fake. Y'all, Poodle's saying that because I said something I wasn't supposed to say about our live show, and Christina, our editor, had to edit it out.
Yep.
And Poodle doesn't know how to cover.
I'm too authentic for that.
No, it's because you can't lie at all.
I'm not a good liar.
And so anyway, y'all, sorry. But thank you for the
support.
Lying
is anathema to me.
We really appreciate it. Now we'll start planning stuff. Now look, we're talking to venues now, but we will be coming to New York and Chicago and other cities
in
soon.
2022 early.
2022.
And there will be probably a longer tour later in 2022. So, if you think that the best way to get us to come to your city is screaming at us on Facebook or tweeting us saying,
I'm fine with it.
Come to North Dakota.
I don't mind. It lets us know where people want to see us. What if we end up going to Scottsdale and somebody says, I didn't want them to come here.
Well, I have a system of knowing where we're going to go.
Oh, yeah. A system.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like
we go where I want to fuck people.
Exactly. It's like those dogs in 101 Dalmatians. One starts barking and the other one starts. Except it's just sluts sticking their dicks up in the air.
Ooh.
Anyway, so y'all, we're excited. If you're joining us for the first time, welcome. This is not Reality Gaze. We talk a lot about. On this feed, we talk about 90 Day Fiancé. We also talk about Below Deck.
Below Deck.
But if you want to.
And Darcy and Stacey.
And Darcy and Stacey. But if you want to talk about. If you want us to go back to classic episodes, that's on our Patreon.
We're doing season four right now with Nicole and Azen.
Our Supercast, Patreon and Supercast, our Reality Gaze extra content.
And Fisa and George.
And Fisa and George.
Matt and Ala.
It's a Chantel and Pedro.
Boy.
It's
God.
I can't believe Chantel is literally telling her parents 4 days before they got married. We don't believe that, y'all. We need insight on this.
This is the thing. Their whole season up to now has felt fake to me, just to be honest.
We need tea.
It's the fakest thing that we've seen so far.
We need all tea. Tell us. If you're watching on the Intimate Portrait, by the way, on our $15 trip, welcome. It's like you're sitting right here on this couch.
Welcome.
Ooh, I'm rubbing your thigh. Wow, Poodle just did something gross on camera. Anyway, y'all, let's move on, shall we?
Should we get into the show?
Yeah, let's do it. We don't.
Ooh.
That's short announcements. Ooh. I do want to say something because it's just. Sorry, one thing. I just saw an alert that all of New Orleans has lost power. So we are sending love to our sissies in Louisiana. Poodle, if y'all remember, Poodle went to school at LSU in Baton Rouge. The Red Stick.
I know. I love New Orleans deeply.
Me and I've only been, but I don't love it the same way you, but I do love that city and great people.
And the people are absolutely wonderful, and they're the most resourceful and they always survive.
They survived after
Katrina, but still.
And it's 16 years to the day.
I could not believe that.
I was texting with some of the cast from Southern Time New Orleans.
But I will
today
say,
too, about
I
it.
Will say, if it's going to happen there, they'll figure it out. It's just shitty.
So our thoughts are with you. Our love is with you.
We're thinking about you.
We're thinking about you. And this show is dedicated to you. We hope we give you a
laugh.
Now
you put an expectation on it.
You better be good, bitch.
Let's move on.
Let's talk about new people.
New people first.
Whoop, whoop. New people. We have Victor, who's 38 years old from... Providencia. Oh, Providencia.
Providencia.
And Ellie, who's 45, from Seattle. We're talking about this, y'all, because the way this episode started was very dramatic, and I loved it. Set the scene.
I wish they would do more like this.
Y'all, a lot of you have said, I don't watch 90 Day anymore. I just listen to the Queens.
You need to go back to the other way, because Happily Ever After, y'all, is a slog.
But the other way... I think it's worth the watch.
Oh, yeah. The other way is probably... The other way and Before the 90 are my favorites.
Yes, and then normally if you have Discovery Plus, you can watch it early. Which, by the way, just to remind, this episode's going up on a Monday night. Y'all, normally all of our episodes go up. We have a part one on Sunday and a part two on Monday, but Discovery
Plus... I had a well-publicized email feud with Discovery Plus because it was announced everywhere and in so many articles... That you would be able to watch.
You even took a screenshot of the first look, and it said now the whole episode now streaming. And I actually told you take a screenshot
in the TLC first look that aired on Friday. It said episode now available in its entirety on Discovery Plus, which tells me, y'all, the most important thing is TLC and Discovery Plus don't even fucking talk to each other.
I don't think so. They definitely don't talk to us. So I'm surprised they emailed you back.
No, I got an email from like 3 or 4 people. I think it was the same person.
It's just a bot who changes their name to Estelle, and then it's
Matthew.
Jonathan.
Hello,
it's
this is April.
This is April.
This is Jennifer.
That's probably it. So, okay.
It was good to talk
to you
and your podcast, Reality Games.
Reality. Did you mention our podcast? No. Oh, not that they would notice. So
they don't care.
They don't care. So, y'all, it's raining in Seattle. Shocker.
Maybe it is raining.
The way it started, yeah, it's raining.
She's watching the hurricane footage.
She's watching the hurricane. I mean, it was
Providencia.
Ominous watching that today with what's going on again.
Yep. She's brushing her ramen noodles hair.
She is.
Trying to get her I feel for Ellie. Ellie is the mother from every late 80s sitcom grown up a little bit more.
Yeah, I like her a lot.
I'm reserving judgment because, boy.
I think we're going to find out more about her because there was just a lot. But basically, before we
this
even get.
This is not going to end well, ladies and gentlemen.
Before we even get to her, y'all, she's looking at footage because Victor lives in Providencia, which is off the coast of Colombia.
Colombia, yeah.
And
it's a Colombian territory.
They're having Hurricane Ida, or is that Ida? I don't remember. It's like a...
It's already a Category 5.
It's already a Category 5. So basically, she's saying, well, be safe. And then it shows later, like the next day, she can't get a hold of him for like
a
week. Yeah,
and like it's the whole place is flooded. It's terrible.
It's really bad. So she's crying. And she's like, I don't know how someone survives that. How would you survive that? Then you see, boom. One week earlier. And so now we get to know her.
Yo, she's the pizza lady. She's the pizza lady.
And we ordered pizza tonight because of it.
And I was thinking about
because
it.
Because I knew when I saw this, Jake Anthony is not going to see pizza and then not get pizza.
This pizza looked good, too. So,
is someone at your door?
That made that noise before. Remember we asked that.
Oh, okay.
They can knock on the door.
Is your place haunted? If you're a psychic or a medium, tell Poodle if his place is haunted.
So, y'all, she has owned this pizza place and this restaurant for about seven years now.
Life's good because we hear happy guitar music. That's the way it always works in reality TV.
But if you're someone who's owned a restaurant or done anything like that, you work your ass off.
I've told you all about my brother. Go to Cattle Street
and
Barbecue in Ardmore, Oklahoma for your sissy discount.
Still looking for a piece of
By the way, y'all, it's spelled Caddo. C-A-D-D-O. Everybody thought it was Cattle Street. It's Caddo.
Well, it's not. Doesn't help when you basically slur it.
Well, C-A-D-D-O, Caddo Street Barbecue.
Caddo Street Barbecue.
That's true. Caddo, 5 for 5 for him, 5 for 5. Anyway, tell me you're a sissy, you'll get a discount. Ardmore, Oklahoma.
Still looking for that money, Brian. So,
but no, I thought it is incredibly hard. What I think restaurants usually aren't even profitable. After 3 or 5 years?
Yeah, 5 years.
So you get to that point,
and then
now you're just
this
gonna,
is her life.
This is her life,
and she's having y'all. She is selling, and when she like think about this, if she goes back, she can't just start a new restaurant.
No, it's not like you can step back into your job.
No,
it's.
So,
I thought something had to happen on the way to heaven for this one.
Well, something did.
Something did.
And it wasn't small.
It wasn't small.
This is a Southern story.
This is a Southern story. It's sad.
I'm going to narrate this as Ellie, as bright-eyed, curly-haired Ellie, talking about her. Give me some naive music that says, I don't know, I'm a bright-eyed, bushy-tailed lady. Helpful. I grew up in Nevada in a log cabin. I was voted most...
Oh! Someone's here.
Oh, my. We're going to pause.
For the pizza.
We're back.
Sorry, we just had a pizza pause.
And it scared us.
That's going to be what it's called.
You scared me.
You scared me.
And it scared us. And sorry I scared you. I heard a yelp and a scream.
Sorry.
I was the yelp. She was the scream.
Ooh, that's true. So, okay.
Anyway, where were we? Sorry. You were saying, she grew up in a motherfucking log cabin. I was voted most likely to leave and never come back.
Same.
So yeah, that's kind of me. If they had that, that would be me too.
And then you're thinking,
so we're thinking
an idyllic Americana.
She moved away. She's like, she was meant to Seattle. She's like, I'm gonna be in the food and bev. I'm gonna work in restaurants. And she married this guy, 28, looked like just a lovely gentleman.
She said they lit up a room.
They couldn't have a better life. They visited his family in Atlanta. And one day
she said, I went to bed early. And then when I woke up
and he was dead. Full stop.
This was like the story when I told you my mother saw the light go out in his eyes.
That story really disturbs me. I'm still disturbed by it. And
apparently he had taken an accidental overdose
of pain meds.
Prescription painkiller.
Y'all,
don't take too much of that shit.
You can tell by the way she talks about it. This is not fully processed.
Well, it's not fully processed, but it's also, she said, and it's true, how do you ever get over this?
And she knows she kind of never will.
You don't. You're never going to get over that.
And so it kind of makes sense that she would put herself in a situation. She hasn't, she's 45 now.
Yeah.
So this is, we would think this was might be 10 years later, 10 to 15 years later.
Well, she said
she married him at 28.
She was 28. She got him married. So that was, but she's he died when she was basically like 29 or 30.
Yeah. So this is 10 to 15 years later.
Yeah.
And she was on a vacation to Colombia, and they went to Providencia.
Uh-huh, her and her girlfriend.
And
she's like, I saw this guy, and he had a big dick. A smile.
And she says, he made me a pina colada that changed my life.
I can't argue with that. Think about it. You've had a couple of cocktails that have changed your life.
They were usually served to me by someone with a nice cocktail.
Wow, I meant an actual, but still,
So he asked her to stay.
On the last day, he's like, please don't leave, please don't leave.
Yeah.
And so she extended her trip for two more weeks, and then they realized they wanted to continue.
And they decided they wanted to get married they were talking.
And I'm watching this, and I'm like, okay. So we see that, like, they've been back and forth a couple of times, they wanted to get married. They applied for the K-1 visa. His interview was on March 17th, 2020.
Right.
So everything was canceled. And she's like, we just didn't want to wait. So she said 4 months ago, I decided I was going to move to Providencia.
And that came out of nowhere.
That came because I was kind of thinking, okay, so you can't just visit? And so she's moving. I went, okay, this is... Everything seemed to be, yes, the death was sad, but everything else kind of made sense. Okay,
yeah.
This makes sense. It's been time. You've healed. Okay, wait a minute.
You're moving there in the middle of a pandemic.
And y'all, that was what? We're going to say number one. Red flag number one. Y'all, stay tuned. There's going to be more red flags.
Because she says, I missed him too much. So she's selling the pizza place, y'all.
Again.
To her business partner, Dylan, who looks like a hipster child molester to me. I think it's his glasses.
I didn't get a child molester, but he looks like everybody in Seattle to me.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like everyone in Seattle.
It's just a little creepy vibe to me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I think that to me is like, it's like a little bit of... there's a little bit of like Seattle, even almost more of a Portland vibe.
Yeah.
And I love Portland, but Portland people don't take, even though I was on the tour, when I was, did, went to Portland, a tour guide said this, Portland people take themselves very seriously.
I totally agree.
And I get that vibe.
I think he appears like someone who you couldn't decide what decade he belonged in.
Yeah.
If he said he was from the 60s or 70s, she said, sure. The 80s? Sure.
Sure.
90s? Sure.
Although.
My teeth are whistling.
The strippers in Portland can dance fully nude. So I'm fine with that. We'll be having a VIP after party when we do that live show.
Ooh.
Yes.
Donkey show.
Yeah.
So.
Woo!
I wasn't ready for that. She says, this is so hard for me. This is my life's work. Because Dylan is buying the pizza place from her.
Yes.
And he even says, I'm surprised. This is a really big gamble. And he's like, do you think there are any ulterior motives? She's like, well, I've thought about it. And I don't know. Y'all, she hasn't, I don't think she's thought about much.
And I thought, well, today, even then, I'm kind of like, okay, it's weird that you're getting rid of it, but I get you've had some trauma. You want to take a chance on life.
I think she's just a clueless white lady who's been hurt really badly.
Maybe not, but I thought, well, it can't be that bad. So cut to Ellie's in her house, y'all.
She's just packing spices.
Packing spices with one of them air. I'm surprised you don't have one of those to air wrap things.
You mean
as much as you freeze, cook freeze, and freeze obsess pack? Over food? I'm surprised you don't have
you
one.
You know who has one? Mother Poodle. She loves hers.
Mama Mar has one too. Yeah. Loves it. Loves it. Matthew, you can buy 4 pounds of meat and then you can save the other half for like 6 months.
So, y'all, her friend Hiromi comes over.
Her friend's gorgeous.
And she's basically saying things like, who's going to take this stuffed raccoon with a wig? Y'all, she's selling everything.
She's selling
she owns,
everything.
Basically.
And she says, and Ellie's just kind of, or Hiromi basically says, look, who is this guy? Y'all, and by the way, if she's leaving in a week, nothing in her house is packed.
Nothing's done.
Nothing.
That's the thing. This all feels like a response. She's running away from something.
I agree with that. I feel like there's a running away. But you're like, I didn't get that yet because I'm like, okay, so she's still, but you know what? Maybe she saved up because I'm like, what are you going to do for work? But surely there's not any more red flags.
And Hiromi says, well, I'm just saying it's a little crazy because remember, he's cheated.
Gong, gong, gong. Gong. And went, what, huh? And then I went, okay.
So he cheated one time.
He cheated one fly. He got drunk. We all have gotten drunk. We've been listening to Madonna's Ray of Light. It's come on at the bar.
Multiple times in a week.
You see a guy with beautiful brown eyes and long eyes. You say, look
you
at
cheat
him.
A little.
He said he doesn't know your name. You don't care. You put his face in your dick.
That was a little graphic.
So I was like, okay. He cheated just one time, Poodle. Just a little bit.
He cheated.
It wasn't like he had like a whole thing.
So this woman messages her. And I wrote down, you can always see when I'm surprised, because I wrote down, Lord! and if you, the Lords in this
Lord.
Story. Jesus Lord!
Jesus Lord!
Jesus Lord! So, he says, the woman messaged her and says, we don't want anyone disturbing us. We've been in a relationship for a while.
What? And then, yes, y'all.
He denied everything.
He was having an entire relationship with another woman. And as Hiromi said, he was lying not only to Ellie, but the woman found
and
out.
And the woman!
So he was lying to two different women.
He a dog!
About an entire relationship.
Y'all, this guy's a dog.
This guy is like Sherlon Prime. And if you know Sherlon, that's from 90 Day Caribbean Love.
So then he finally admitted it after the woman either showed the
screen text.
She now.
And he said,
She
trapped me. You know, women, Poodle. Women, they dance around in their hips.
And they trap you with their boobies.
And they've got their boobies.
That's how they do it.
And they go like this, and it hypnotizes you, and you go, powerful, powerful women. Yes, exactly. What a piece of shit.
I wrote Lord again. And again. And the Hiromi's like, so you're selling your livelihood and everything for this guy.
And she said, if he can lie to two women about his entire life,
yeah.
What else is he lying about?
I wrote down, if this woman was my friend, I would have her kidnapped and reprogrammed.
But Ellie said, and this is where I agree with you, Broken. She looks and she said, but you know when something in your life tells you deep down, you just have to do it.
Love makes you do crazy things.
Oh,
like
Ellie.
That astronaut woman who drove in to meet her guy with diapers.
Yes. Yes.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. I will say,
this is crazier than crazy.
What I like about Ellie and what I appreciate, she actually, look, I love when we have.
And she's not dumb.
When we have, you know, a
she's
Stephanie.
She's not Yolanda.
No. And I love Yolanda's. I love the Stephanie from Grand Rapids.
I don't.
But no, I mean, as far as good TV.
Oh.
Ellie is a normal person doing a dumb
Seemingly.
Thing. But I mean, I think it's nice to have somebody somewhat relatable. We haven't had that on 90 Day Fiancé. Because Steven is not relatable.
No.
She is the most normal person we've definitely had on The Other Way.
And I thought about watching this and I went, she is not going to be ready for what this show is about to happen to her life.
No.
I don't think
it's going
to
be bad.
It's going to be hard for her to process.
It's going
to
be bad.
So my heart kind of goes out to her. Because she is not ready, I think, for y'all. Spoiler alert, this woman's going to get humiliated on national television.
Didn't go good.
It's not going to go good.
I was kind of watching this, and there was that pit in my stomach that goes, this is going to be bad.
This is going to be bad.
Yeah. She's too easy to be hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't go good. Is your phone beeping?
No, that's your neighbor.
Oh, sorry.
Things you do for love. Things you do for love. Okay, y'all.
Shall we move on? We're doing our two people.
Yeah, let's do them.
New
let's
people.
Do them, and then we'll take a break after that.
Let's talk about
Steven.
Steven with a V, not Steven with a PH, because Steven with a V is weird.
Weird. Steven the Bear is weird as fuck.
Y'all, he's LDS, y'all.
Steven
giving me Josh, less gay Josh vibes Josh and Alexandra.
Hi, everybody. It's Josh.
It's Josh and Alexandra.
Hi, it's Josh. And I really love Alexandra.
You know, Josh, who has the baby.
Even I have a baby.
That is definitely black.
Y'all. Okay. Josh, if you're with us, y'all can listen to this or watch on our classic. On our classics. Classless. Now, we call it classless like Stacey, but our classic 90 Day Fiancé. They're season two?
Two, yes.
I feel like Josh and Alexandra.
No, season three. Season three.
Of 90 Day Fiancé. Just to recap this, y'all, Josh is white Mormon guy.
Because they were on Melanie Devar's season.
Yeah, okay, yes. White, Devar.
Oh, God.
White Mormon guy who looks like a gay
very,
twink.
Very, very, very gay.
Just something. Like Steven, who I don't think is gay, but he looks like a twink when he has short hair.
And he has that Mormon gay lisp that all kind of Mormons kind of have when they talk like that.
And so Josh met Alexandra, who lived in, she was from Russia too, right? They met, y'all. She's a Russian woman who just loved to dance.
She's loved to dance.
And she loved to dance. We showed pictures with her best friend in Russia, who was a black man. And then, y'all, we found out after we got we have Sissy Mary. Sissy Mary.
And everyone's like, who's going to tell them how this ends?
Y'all, unless we've heard of them, when we recover
we don't know.
Classic, we don't know spoilers. So really, it's a first time for us.
Right.
It's the last thing Poodle and I are virgins about. The last thing. So Sissy Mary does research at the end, at the last episode, and we read and discover what actually happened. Because y'all, that bitch is a detective.
She sent us the pic of that baby.
The picture of their baby. That baby is a black baby. And apparently what happened is they had this baby, and everybody was like, what? And they were posting social media, and then they totally took down their social media.
Now, the people have said that her birth father, or maybe her mom's new husband wasn't her father, mm-hmm. or something like that, but they said he was black. But like,
okay, but possibly, and I know weird genetic things can happen, but y'all, Alexandra, I've never seen anyone.
She was translucent.
Race. She is like pale as you.
Yeah. And things happen, but boy.
Boy. Anyway, sorry, y'all. It's worth a watch, and it's worth a listen. Anyway.
Anyway, but they give, Steven definitely gives me Cody. Gay. Why do I want to call him Cody? Because that's every
because
gay
you're thinking
twink.
Of gay porn, and Mormon guys always come out and do gay porn.
They do.
I think Sean Cody was a Mormon.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who started Sean Cody. Y'all, that's true. Talk to your gay Mormon friends that came out. They either
they
know someone who's done
it.
Porn or they've done porn.
So
David Archuleta would do it, but he's famous now.
So he lives, of course, he's in Salt Lake City, LDS capital.
He's fixing his
of the
hair.
World.
He's long hair. He's like, look, it's like the mane of a
it's
lion.
It's like the mane of a lion.
And you're like, okay.
He's different. He's not like this. This kind of tells you.
I think your neighbor is drag. Y'all, it's not your neighbor. Is that our new tagline? Not your neighbor.
It's now, do it's you think poodle- it's okay now to vacuum so much?
Is this vacuuming?
This is vacuuming.
Wow. Can y'all hear this? It's like someone turned on their dildo and they're just like, here. It's like they've got, it's like someone named Cheryl's had 10 years without an orgasm and she went, today it's going to happen.
And those kind of power tools.
Boy.
We'll power through it.
We'll power through
just
it.
Like Cheryl.
Just like Cheryl.
So
that reminded me of our, by the way, if you haven't listened to our latest Lalu of Lalu Theater with,
hello.
No.
With Lacey and Jane.
Lacey and Jane.
There's a pretty good dildo theater in there.
If you're not going to give it to me, I'll give it to myself.
That's what you talk.
I'll fix this.
Anyway, it's pretty. It's a good, y'all.
Come here, Pookie.
Life after lockup, and it's so good. So, Stephen. Steven is like, he's...
I don't know about the career, my career in life.
Career,
I'm like,
a jack
I don't know
of
what
all
my
trades.
Career's going to do.
I've been into marketing. I've been doing this. And most recently, I've been doing door-to-door pest control.
But like, I think the bugs have souls too.
So I don't want to kill bugs. I'm actually for bugs. Because they have spirits. Because I watched that movie, A Bug's Life, and I went, wait a minute.
And I really identify with Hopper.
Yeah.
He's so strange, y'all. He's so strange. And y'all, I'm glad. Dance to the beat of a different drum if you want.
Oh, we're not.
I'm all for
we're
it.
We're not normal
Here's
either.
Here's what you do. You move out of Salt Lake City.
But yet.
But it is the pandemic.
Y'all,
so maybe
this is. I know personally some very weird Mormons who are still. Who I think maybe the only reason they're still Mormons because they know when they go to church. Mormon people will be like, well, we got to love them.
Yeah.
The Lord. Because they're just dance to a beat of a different drum.
So he's dressing in his white shirt
and his
and
tie.
His tie and just walks outside. And those of you who are LDS who listen, we do have some.
Yeah,
we have some.
We got some Mormon
and
sissies.
His father, stepfather, Bob and Julie, just sitting there about to do their own outdoor service.
Well, they have to. Actually, you know, kudos. I think if we're being honest with all the COVID and everything,
no.
The Mormon church was actually much better about telling people not to go to church.
I agree. I just found it a little formal.
That they, but you know, well.
Because couldn't, when they were all one family, did they have to do it outside?
Well, yeah, but think about what you make some of your suitors wear the first time they do leather play with you.
It's true. That is a whole process.
There's a standard. There's a formality that must
but
happen.
Like the dad is like, so today, he's reading on an iPad. Today, I am the preacher and we're talking about blah, blah, blah.
This is, you know what it is? Church is weird when you're not at church.
That is true.
Church feels weird. It's like when we took a camping trip and then Father Hanrahan just came out. And in his suit, in his priest outfit, and did a blessing and did a little formal mass while the Boy Scouts are sitting out there, and my mom's just eating a Butterfinger. It just seemed weird. Church is weird.
Church is weird when you're not at church.
Yeah, that's
that
it.
That is the truth.
It's the did you ever do a mass?
Well,
or
one time
whatever?
I've been invited to clergy house when at my church job.
Clergy house?
Yeah, it's where they all. It's a long story. But the two priests live together
Wait, hold on. You've got to. You've got.
They're both gay too.
You've got to explain.
And they're not
your,
with each other.
Yeah, you've got to explain your Episcopal Church. Your gay affirming.
This has two gay.
Who's an Episcopalian? I don't know if you knew
two gay rectors. And
rectors.
And
I guess you consider yourself Episcopalian. Do you or?
I'm
really.
A whore for hire. I'll be anything you want me to be. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money. I'll do what you want me to do.
But you do like that church a lot.
I do. It's my favorite denomination.
Y'all, it's...
I've been a Jew. I've been a Catholic.
Just
call me.
Just
call. As long as the check clears.
There's Rainbow Mosaic. This church is so gay affirming. So anyway, so church clergy.
So
clergy
I'm there at the clergy house.
I'm very fascinated.
And like
by
they
it.
Have, it's weird that they're making conversation with you, and it does feel like, why are the two gay priests talking to me when it's not at church?
Okay.
Like one's like, yeah, here, sit up, and their dogs are around, and you're like, wait, you're not real people.
It's like when you go see your teacher's house.
Still strange to me.
Yeah.
I've only done that a couple of times.
Yeah.
And it always felt strange.
It's always strange.
Or like when you see your teacher in the grocery store. Still weird.
Yeah. Y'all, it's weird for teachers too.
Yeah. They don't want to talk to your mom.
They don't want to talk to your mom. They just gave little Johnny detention. They don't want to see his ass.
No.
In fucking H-E-B.
H-E-B. So, y'all... This church service with three people.
So
he went on his mission.
Yep.
And
he said, I have another brother who doesn't live here. He left the church.
Two of them.
I live with my parents in the basement.
With my younger brother.
In the basement. Anyway,
Something's off. He's a really odd
guy. He's just an odd guy.
So he went on a mission, went to Russia. Met Alina.
Well, he said Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
But met Alina. Well, actually, he learned to speak Russian there, but when he came back...
The LDS people are great at learning languages.
Oh, it's
because
fantastic.
It's very important for them to, you know, learn...
Well, they take you to this camp thing, and they throw you in there for 6 months. You can't speak a word.
Camp?
No, that's what my friends that are Mormon... At least that's what they... I don't know if they do it now.
Sounds like it's got barbed wire around
it. No, my boss, Dan Rand, said they took him and they threw him. And for 6 months, he had to speak Portuguese. And that's all they spoke to him.
Does he still speak Portuguese?
Yeah, he can drop into it.
It's a beautiful language.
It's a very difficult language.
Everything ends in a vowel. Word owl.
So...
I am generalizing. That's not real.
So he... But... I love that they're and he says his faith is superbly important to him, and he said,
and that's got to be tough for
y'all,
him.
Y'all, they even play when it, okay, I have to say this is the most high budget 90 Day Fiancé show.
I thought that too.
The camera work was better and y'all, they played when they said he was Mormon. They played the fucking Mormon
Tabernacle
Choir. That shit's not cheap.
No,
you got to pay rights. And then. When he said he had met Elena, they played the motherfucking Hallelujah Chorus.
They did.
I was impressed. So he met on a language exchange site. So he was already back.
Right.
He didn't meet her there.
Oh, you're right. I wasn't clear about that.
He was helping her with her Russian, and then they started...
Her English.
And then he said... I did this weird thing, and I kind of hit on her. I asked for a number. And I was like, that's not a weird thing. That's a normal way to hit it.
Yeah.
Is it? And so they got it. And then they talked every day. So they have this burgeoning romance. And so then he finally went to see her. And he said, it was a magical 2 weeks. I'm basically going to use the same voice.
That's fine.
It was a magical 2 weeks. And that's when
slightly
we see pictures.
Slightly Mormon
lisp. Yeah, that's when we see pictures of him with short hair. And y'all, when he has short hair, he is a
twink-tastic.
Twink-tastic. If you don't know what a twink is, Google it.
Also, come at us if you know what the Mormon gay lisp is.
Yeah. Because
if you know, even straight Mormon men, there is a...
There's a little
a
bit.
A little bit of a...
Hey, Siri, what is a twink?
Here's what I find from Wikipedia.org. Drinking is a type of behavior in role-playing games which involves deceiving other players about one's playing abilities or achievements in the game.
Oh, I was like, role-play? Now we're talking.
I think that's some D&D shit.
I got really involved when you said role-play.
That's not it, y'all.
I started to go get my schoolboy costume.
Oh, God. A twink is someone who looks like they're 20 years old, and they usually are walking.
18.
18, that's true. Just out of high school. And they're usually, they took a
sometimes
bus
sometimes younger.
They took a bus into the city, and they're walking around with a backpack on
usually
Santa Monica
that
Boulevard.
Looks like a monkey.
Look, yeah.
In the shape, that could be a stuffed animal.
Yeah, and they're looking for where am I going to stay
they're
this
looking
night?
For a daddy. They don't stay in hotels.
They have smooth, hairless assholes that every gay man covets.
Yeah.
I don't care what gay man, if you're a gay
they
man.
They shave their pubes usually.
Yeah, if you're a gay man, you're like, I like a big, hairy, bushy asshole. When you see a 20-year-old twink asshole, you'll go, oh, it's just what we do. Anyway. Yep.
Anyway, so where was I?
The shit so people learn on our show.
I know. The borders, they're going to go, the borders are closed in Russia.
Yes.
So he's
decided,
because she wants to finish school, I believe.
Yes, she wants to finish. They're going to meet in
Turkey.
Turkey.
Where Marcel is from.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is interesting. So they're going to Turkey, and I wrote down, this is complicated.
He'll be flying there in 1 week.
Because 90 days in Turkey, and then they're going to go somewhere else.
They have, he tells his family. So his brothers come over.
Yeah.
His brothers have left the church. They're all
Mitchell
tatted
and
up.
Jordan.
Jordan. Mormon names can be weird.
I don't know. The one with the man bun was hot.
All right, you
the
need
tattoos
to have,
all over
you need to have sex tonight. It's been too long,
y'all. He gives me Doug vibes. Gives me Lalu Doug vibes.
Put the penis in the air and have the other penis Dalmatians like signal that Poodle needs to get fucked. Because that guy looked like he smelled.
I was kind of into it.
He looks. Don't you think he looks like he smells? Yeah,
he could take a bath before.
Yeah, we need to move on. So they're. The Turkey is the visitor visa is only for 90 days. So they are going to move. They're going to.
And neither of them speak Turkish.
No.
Make sure.
They're going to get. But I don't think they're going to be really in the city a lot. But
yeah.
They're going to get married in Turkey so that way they can get back into Russia on a marital visa, not a spousal visa. That's the way
it's complex.
Get back in. So it's almost. It's not as bad. It's not as bad as. What's their names? Who looked
pyramid?
For,
this is bad.
Who went to Mexico?
Armando and Kenny?
No, who went to Mexico? We didn't see them this episode, actually. But who went to Mexico? And then she never flew from France to meet them.
Oh, Andrew and Amira,
y'all. Because I think that Steven didn't get his advice from Reddit from Dildo Baggins.
Swaggins.
Dildo Swaggins. But you can bet if things go awry, Dildo Swaggins will make an appearance.
About switching countries.
Because he knows. Because he gets advice on Reddit.
Of course. So he can tell you about how to deal with an unruly orc.
You backpack. I backpacked across. Across the smoky, misty mountains with my brethren.
I really hate that.
In the moonlight, you'll see a keyhole glimmer. That's my asshole.
Oh!
Anyway.
So, he also says, that the family says, you've only really been together in the same place for two weeks. And then.
But we know one another. She's my love.
She's my love.
Love her.
So then.
And then he's like. Excuse me, I've got a fart. I'm going to walk 10 feet away and fart outside, even though we're already outside.
I will say, y'all, kudos for the camera crew and the editing for getting all of his crazy on film and giving us a portrait of this person.
Even when the producers interview him, he's like, Am I moving my arms too much?
He's going to give us lots of fodder.
He's going to give a lot of... Yeah. He's going to be fun to watch.
He says...
Because he seems like a good guy. There can't be anything wrong. It's not like he's lying because Mormons don't lie. There's nothing he could be keeping from his fiance.
Oh, wait. I've fallen short of the standards of the church.
I'm leaning in. Because y'all, what does it usually say when someone says they've fallen short of the standards? Poodle, what does that mean?
That means they kissed a boy.
Suck a dick, suck a dick, suck a dick, 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 suck
or
a dick, suck a dick,
they
suck a dick.
Drank, possibly.
They drank, they kissed kissed a boy.
Gambled.
Eh.
Stole.
Ooh.
What else could he have done?
What do you want it to be?
I obviously want that he kissed a boy.
Same. What if he kissed a boy?
It would explain a lot.
It would.
Who knows?
That's it. Kudos to 90 Day Casting. You found the one Mormon, not the one Mormon who lies, because everybody lies.
Yeah.
But you found the one Mormon who admitted on camera that they're lying to someone.
Also, he says it won't work out if she won't convert. So that's going to be an issue.
That's an issue, too.
We need to take a break.
Yes, because we should say
I want pizza.
She thinks Mormons are people who harvest organs in a cult.
Yes.
Not true.
This guy,
that's what she thinks.
Definitely
y'all,
won't harvest your organs.
There's a lot working here. Because he does say, because he invited her mom over. I don't know. He's like, yep. I can harvest both. Or I don't know. He's weird.
Y'all, that's the show. We're only going to do the originals, the newbies for this thing. And we're going to go to the OGs. Corey and Evelyn, Jenny and Samuel. Jenny, Samuel.
I think
Ari and Binyam.
Poodle needs a drink before we handle all that.
Yeah, I'm gonna need a drink before talking about Miss Ari.
Oh boy,
for sure.
Already causing controversy.
And her hot ex-husband.
All right, y'all. So hey, you know the deal. Go to realitygatespodcast.com. We appreciate it if y'all would leave an Apple Podcast review. Now is the time. Go to that link, that Apple Podcast link. Leave 5 stars. And if you write something, it helps our rating more.
And if you don't know what writes, write, keep going, queen.
Yes, you can get merch on the website. All the merch goes towards charities. We didn't have a charity this month, but we will for September.
To put it, towards September.
And we'll go for that as well.
Is there any other announcements?
We don't have a lot. You can come at us on Cameo. Twitter is at RealityGazePod, and our Instagram with our memes.
RealityGazePodcast.
RealityGazePodcast. Y'all, we appreciate you. We'll see you next time. And remember, we call these people Lonely Hearts, Poodle, because aren't we all just Lonely Hearts looking for love in all the wrong places? I'm glad your neighbor's fucking hammering a dead body while I'm trying to talk.
And if your neighbor who live above is actually dismembering a corpse as you listen to this,
call us.